Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHD, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... Broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is the Drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Stormy Daniels' disastrous testimony in court. Man, was it a mistake to put her on the stand. But that was the point. The process is the punishment, and they wanted to punish Donald Trump to humiliate him. They know they're not going to get a guilty conviction here because there's no case. But the process is the punishment. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Joe Biden is now a polling denier. He's now denying the polls. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. CNN looked at their polling and asked Joe Biden. They asked him the question whether or not he can turn the polls around because voters trust Trump more on the economy. So what is Joe Biden's answer? He's a poll denier. He's just denying the data. Take a listen.
It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by a wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. They say that in polls. And part of the reason for that may be the numbers. And you're aware of many of these, of course. The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic. Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office. Economic growth last week, far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low. With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
We've already turned it around. Look, at the Michigan survey. For 65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think the nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape. The polling data has been wrong all along.
Polling data is wrong. Hey, we've turned it around. It's great. Everybody's great. Everybody's happy. Everybody's fantastic. So good. That's going to be Biden's line going forward, that everyone's happy. Everybody's fine. It's just the polling data is wrong. It's going to be his marching orders. Now, think about that for a second. This is, again, the White House, their game, which is to try to convince you that actually you're doing great. You're doing great. Problem is, when you actually buy things and you see what they cost, then you turn around and go, I'm not doing so great here. This isn't as great as you said it was. It doesn't seem like everything is great because of how expensive everything is. So you can spin a lot of things in politics. You can spin all kinds of things. But what you can't spin is the reality of the grocery store checkout line. You can't spin that. You can't tell people things are great when people are paying for groceries, and at the end of that transaction, they look down and go, I can't freaking believe how expensive it is to feed my family. There's no spinning around that. So you remember what they tried to do, right? Which was to blame big grocery stores. That's what they tried to do. It was big grocery's fault. Just big grocery. They were the problem. They were just jacking up prices just to go after you. They were all in on it together. It was their fault. Not the economy, not Biden's economy. It was just the grocery stores with their evil and their greediness. And then, of course, they also try to distract you with other things as well. So, for example, this trial is a gigantic distraction for everybody. And now that the Florida case is dead on arrival, the documents case is dead, the media is having a meltdown over that fact. So the judge in the case of the classified documents in Florida has indefinitely delayed that trial. Good for her. The judge is a very smart judge. She has looked over this case. The unredacted documents show what appears to be a coordinated effort between the White House and the National Archives and Records Administration to delay getting these files to a SCIF for review in discovery by the defendant, Donald Trump, and also a purposeful delay and also sending him the documents so he'd have them in his possession in the first place, which is entrapment. The judge is right to review all this and to recognize that there's so many problems with this case that need to be resolved, so many motions. How is the corporate media handling this? Not good. Not good. First of all, here's a little bit of ABC World News with David Muir. David Muir was very impassioned over this last night. Cut 13.
And meanwhile, there's another breaking headline involving the former president tonight. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's classified documents case at Mar-a-Lago has now indefinitely postponed that trial. Is there any chance this now happens before Election Day? Let's get right to our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, live in Washington. Pierre, what have you learned?
David, the likelihood there will be a trial in the classified documents case before the election is fading fast. Judge Eileen Cannon has officially taken a May 20th trial date off the calendar, saying there were too many pretrial motions and legal issues to resolve before a trial could go forward. Some of the issues have sat for months, and some are not even scheduled for hearings until later this month or June. The special counsel tonight declined to comment, but David, this delay makes it all but certain the classified documents case will not go to trial before the election.
Aww, I'm so sorry about that. Aw, shucks. And the Georgia case is blowing up because Fawnie's Fanny and Nathan Wade. And now today it was announced that Georgia, the appeals court, is going to look at whether or not the prosecutor, Fawnie Wills, can stay on the case. My bet is they rule that she can't because of the conflict of interest of hiring her boyfriend and paying him $700,000, even though the guy was completely unqualified to be the lead prosecutor in a novel RICO case against a former president of the United States of America. And they were knocking boots, but that was unfair to the taxpayers of Fulton County, who should have got the best person for the job. And then what happens is then a panel in Georgia will decide who gets the case, because the entire office will be disqualified. It's not a matter of just Fawnie Willis being disqualified. The entire office is disqualified. And that process could take weeks, could take months. The prosecutor that they choose could be somebody who looks at this case and goes, this is ridiculous, and drops the charges against Trump. We don't know. But I do know, though, that that makes me very happy to see all these cases imploding around him. It makes me happy that the former White House attorney, Ty Cobb, is very upset that this judge postponed indefinitely the classified documents trial. Cut 12.
This is direct. This is clear. All she's really done today, though, is make official what everybody, including Jack Smith, already knew, which was she had no intention of getting this case to trial, and she wasn't competent to get this case to trial. She talks about her duty to fully and fairly consider the pending motions. She's had months to do that and did very little. She's had she's ruled on only three of the 12 motions to dismiss, all of which could have been easily resolved by now. She ignored Jack Smith's set forth, Jack Smith set forth a detailed hearing and pleading schedule for the SEPA issues, the Classified Intelligence materials, Procedures Act materials, which she wholly ignored and did not act on until today, when she scheduled two of the necessary hearings on that for the first time. So, you know, this is something that I think it was always her objective, frankly, to prevent this from going to trial. But also, I think, her inability, wholesale inability, to do it was made palpable.
So, Ty, is this bias or is it just utter incompetence?
Well, I think I once said that it's, to be fair to her, she may merely be incompetent. But no, this is a combination of bias and incompetence.
How about the fact that the special counsel, Jack Smith, has delayed and delayed and delayed finding a skiff for the classified documents to be shown to the defendant in discovery, which is his rights under the Constitution's due process clause? How about that? Why don't we throw that in the mix? Nah, Ty, we'll leave it out there. It's why I like Pete Rose better, by the way, for that very reason right there. Now, I want to give, since it's the Grand Hotel happy hour, and I'm happy, and the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey will be there again on Friday, June 21st for our next live show. I'd love for you to join us for that. We had a couple of birthdays there at the Grand. We recognize everybody. Birthdays, anniversaries, veterans. We always have fun. And the Grand Hotel, make your June reservation now because they are booking up fast. And we'll be there Friday, June 21st, so you could spend the week there and see the show on Friday. We had a great house, 300 people, full house, probably even more than that, throughout the show. It was great. But let me give my friend Nicolette Britsky a happy birthday. It was technically yesterday, so I'm a day late. But Nicolette is going to join us for one of these shows. Happy birthday, Nicolette Britsky. All right, so that makes me happy as well. Because who doesn't love a good birthday? Oh, and also, too, the pork chop there at Princeton, it's her birthday, too. So, see that, Nicolette? You share a birthday with pork chop over at Princeton. Who's on a hunger strike? Well, no, because today's her birthday. Yesterday was Nicolette, so I guess it's different, right? It's probably different.
Like birthday neighbors.
But, yeah, kind of birthday neighbors. Maybe the same astrological sign. I don't know, but... yesterday on, okay, this is amazing. So Christy Noem, oh gosh. All right. Gutfeld last night had, so Christy Noem was supposed to be on Gutfeld and she canceled the last minute. Greg Gutfeld was not happy about this. So they did a mock interview with Dana Perino playing the role of Christy Noem. And it's funny, but also you're going to hear a line in here that Dana uses that clearly is my line, but it's okay. Like I said, if it's anyone else, I'd be upset. But with Dana, it's forgiven. It's all forgiven. This is a good roast here. Greg Gutfeld and Christy Noem, with Dana Perino playing the role. Cut 35.
So this weekend, I did something I rarely do. I read a guest book for a segment we had planned. It's called No Going Back by Christy Noem. Who knew the title was referring to this show? Because today she canceled on us. Yeah. The one time I actually read the book and the author, sorry, I mean the person whose name is on the book, cancels, blames the weather. I don't believe it. I just think it's a little late to keep her on a short leash. I'd hope she'd reconsider, but I'm not going to sit up and beg. At any rate, every dog has its day. It's just not May 7th, 2024, and I'm not going to let them waste my time. So we're moving forward with the interview. Standing in for Christy Noem is somebody she wished she had listened to before she ever wrote the stupid book, Dana Perino. So, Dana, a.k.a. Governor Noem, did you write the book yourself?
You know, that's a great question for someone who wrote the book. And I don't think I will dignify your question with a response. There are so many other important issues in the world, like animal cruelty.
You know, I noticed that you seem not to know what was in the book, yet you voiced the audio for the book. Did you ever read the book?
Thank you for reading my book. I said some words that were written about me, and they were in a certain order of, they call them sentences.
Yes.
And so I read those aloud. Right. I don't know if that means I read the book.
Okay. You know what? Would you blame, you've got a lot of controversies here. The ghostwriter, the editor, the publisher, was it their fault?
Well, a little known fact, another one of my dogs, his name was Ghostwriter. And I killed him this morning.
Does it bother you? Does it bother you that these stories about the dog in North Korea overshadow the rest of this book?
You know what really bothers me is that apparently I'm being overshadowed by the governor of the Lesser Dakota, Doug Burgum. And apparently I'm off the list for VP.
Because he only kills rattlesnakes.
Yes, and you know, I really think that the lamestream media should focus on that, because the rattlesnake is not, you know, something that we should be killing, because they actually killed the rats.
Yes.
And so I know a lot more about ecology than the governor of North Dakota.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. The Lesser Dakota. Like I said, if it was anyone but Dana, I would be upset.
It was well executed. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I texted her today and said, great job. That was funny. She did a fantastic job with that, actually.
Yeah, that was a good
Gutfeld's job. Puns are dumb, though, aren't they?
I think Gutfeld's funny.
Henry does not think Gutfeld is funny.
No, not in the slightest.
Yeah. I mean, Fail is funnier than Gutfeld is.
Oh,
I agree with that. Yeah, I'm not going that
easily.
Far. Fail
and I'm not
far.
Just saying that because I'll be on Jimmy's show next Saturday. I'm and Gutfeld's never invited me on, but... It's truth.
Did you ever mention to Jimmy that you were higher on the radio power rankings than he was?
No, I haven't. I have not mentioned that to him. But you know why? Because I don't want to be uninvited to be on a show next week. So
that's a good point. Yeah, maybe I'll bring it up.
Just saying. The other thing too that I want to mention is, and I'm really amazed at this. The Christy Noem, I don't get it. I don't know who's advising her. I don't know why this keeps happening. But Newsmax, it did not go well yesterday on Newsmax. I don't want you to think this is just like a Fox News thing either. It didn't go well on Newsmax with Christy Noem. Take a listen.
I agree with you there. But going back to what you said a moment ago, maybe not lying to the American people. And I think this is important to talk about because the book's called No Going Back, the truth on what's wrong with politics. And I think part of the problem with politics today is that politicians aren't honest with the American people. If Governor, if you asked me a month ago, who's at the top of the list to run with Donald Trump, I would have said your name. If you asked me that same question this morning, I don't even think you're on the list.
Really?
So my question for you, yes, really, and it's because of things that have come out in this book, like your claims that you met Kim Jong-un, and then over the last week.
I've been to the DMZ. I've been to Tyree. What I've said is
did you stare down Kim Jong-un? Here's, let me, Governor, one second. I will give you an opportunity to respond. I just want to get this out there. So here's the quote from the book. You say that, I remember when I met North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. I'm sure he underestimated me, having no clue about my experience staring down little tyrants. Governor, that never happened.
What I have said in the book is that when I became aware of the content that we had, it changed. And that's the way that it is. So I should not have put that anecdote in the book. That I'm not going to talk about my meetings.
But an anecdote indicates that it happened,
I'm
right?
I'm not going to talk about my conversations with world leaders. I've been involved in policy for 30 years. For 30 years, I've been traveling the world, talking to world leaders. And that is a conversation that I'm not going to have in this book. So I've answered that in interviews already. I've been very forthright, and I think that a typical politician wouldn't be that honest. As soon as it became to my attention, I asked for the content to be changed, and it has been.
Governor, I'm not asking you about the details of this alleged meeting. I'm asking if the meeting actually happened. I don't think it did, if it did, you'd be able to confirm for me that, yes, it did, and here's when it happened. It happened, say, at such and such a date month, or you don't have to be specific.
I'm not going to talk about
then
my conversations.
You're going
with
to continue
leaders.
To have to answer this question then.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that was, who's the host of that on Newsmax, Matt? Who was that?
Oh, that was Rob Finnerty.
Rob Finnerty.
Very awkward.
Yeah, I it's a good thing that you were ineffective at your job in getting her on the show, because I would have to ask her these questions.
Yeah, I guess it worked out well.
Yeah, it worked out well. But as usual, you couldn't get a big name guest, so thank God for that.
I could try again if you still want her, but I think she's done with the press tour. I think it's over.
I don't think shows. She still keeps going on these shows.
She canceled Gutfeld. So
I haven't seen any other clips today. I think that the Newsmax interview was kind of the last straw, because she's just getting hammered everywhere. Even the supposedly friendly outlets. You would think Newsmax would be friendly and Fox News would be friendly. Those were even worse than the Margaret Brennan interview, honestly. And I thought the Brennan interview was basically as bad as you could possibly get as a politician. That was a train wreck, and it has gone downhill from there, with the exception of maybe Jesse Kelly. Jesse Waters, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, she was on Jesse Kelly's show. Jesse Waters, I mean, he laughed at her response. Margaret Brennan thing, where she came back and said that Biden's dog should have been shot to death, which, again, I will defend Commander, because it's not his fault that somebody left cocaine there and he sniffed it and started biting people. That's not his fault. That White House cocaine dog, that dog didn't ask to do cocaine. Hunter brings cocaine and drops it, and the dog sniffs it and goes crazy and starts, you know, what cocaine White House dogs do. And Kristi Noem wants to shoot that dog? No. No, you give that dog rehab is what you do. You get him detoxed from the cocaine out of his system, and he'll be a nice little pup. And also, stop bringing cocaine to the White House. Also that.
That's a quick fix.
Yeah, and then you solve that problem. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell slobbering over Stormy Daniels. I wonder, you know, Jeffrey Toobin, I wonder if Stormy Daniels was his inspiration for that Zoom meeting he had that day, and whether or not he should disclose that as a journalist. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell, who I'm sure last night went home and probably Googled some images of Stormy and perhaps seen some of her best work. Take a listen.
Well, the excitement and anticipation in the room hit a new high. At 10:32 a.m., she entered wearing all black, as if on her way to a funeral. The loose-fitting, plain black clothing draping from her shoulders to her toes suggested the modesty of a nun. The makeup was minimal, the way she and the other moms and her neighborhood
stop it right
might
now.
Look.
This is creepy. This sounds like a Dear Penthouse letter or some guy narrating an erotic fiction book. This is creepy AF, as they say. This is just downright creepy. Her hair was off to her shoulder, her tight, taut bosoms under her black blouse. I mean, and I know, dear editor, this story is true. I know everybody says that, but this story is true. Come on. And this is Stormy Daniels. He said she's dressed like a nun. She looks like a nun. All right, keep going.
When shopping at the local grocery store, the long blonde hair held up with a clip at the back of her head, the way it might be in a utilitarian way while she was doing dishes or checking one of the horseshoes on her horse, she later spoke of so proudly. When she walked by him, her face had the same expressionless, somber look that all the jurors always have when they walk by him. Well, the excitement.
Now, it's a good thing he was sitting down for that at a desk. Okay, the big story of the day today. Did I do the big story, Henry?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Okay, good. So excellent. Now I want to get into the lesser Cuomo. Since Dana stole my joke about the governor of the lesser Dakota, the original time that the phrase was used is when I coined the phrase the lesser Cuomo, which was back in 2019. And it got in Chris Cuomo's head. No, it was probably before that. I think we were still in afternoons back then. Got into his head. There is a clip on my soundboard there of him saying, "You think I'm somehow less than?" I was living rent-free in Chris Cuomo's head for a very, very long time. The lesser, who lectured all of us during COVID, and if you remember that guy, was down in the basement with a mild fever, and he still found time to go jogging without a mask and walk through his building without a mask on in the lobby, but somehow was down in his basement and couldn't move and could barely survive. And then he and his idiot brother the LoveGov would come on TV and lecture us night after night and tell us what to do and all the other things. And then they would start mocking and belittling anybody who was skeptical of the COVID vaccines. And turns out that the lesser Cuomo, well, he's been taking a daily dose of ivermectin. Do you remember how the media mocked ivermectin? I believe they called it horse pills, if I'm not mistaken. They mocked that, and they said that anyone who takes that is crazy. And when Joe Rogan talked about it or anyone else, they would mock them, belittle them, and everybody else. And well, now the lesser is taking the lesser COVID treatment for his lesser long COVID, apparently, which I don't think really exists. Cut 33.
I'll tell you something else that's going to get you a lot of hits. I am taking a, what do they call it? Like a regular dose, you know, whatever. They're trying to build up of ivermectin. Ivermectin was a boogeyman early on in COVID.
You couldn't talk about it.
That was wrong. We were given bad information about ivermectin. The real question is why? Everyone's going to say Joe Rogan was right. No, Joe Rogan was saying, yeah, he was right. But that's not what matters. What matters is the entire clinical community knew that ivermectin couldn't hurt you. They knew it, Patrick. I know they knew it. How do I know? Because now I'm doing nothing but talking to these clinicians who at the time were overwhelmed by COVID and they weren't saying anything. Not that they were hiding anything, but it's cheap. It's not owned by anybody. And it's used as an antimicrobial, antiviral in all of these different ways and has been for a long time.
For malaria for over almost 20 years.
Yeah. So, and my doctor, who is now my doctor, was using it during COVID on her family and on patients. And it was working for them. So they were wrong to play scared on that. Didn't know that at the time. Know it now. Admit it now. Reporting on it now. Because I think that's the job. The idea that, well, you were a vaccine proponent. Why wouldn't I have been a vaccine proponent? Now there are questions. Oh, no, but I knew at the time. No, you didn't. What you knew was that there were people telling you to be resistant to what the government was telling you to do.
He still doesn't get it. He still does not get it. That he was a vaccine advocate. Why wouldn't I be a vaccine advocate? Because the science. Because you didn't do your job as a journalist. Because you're part of, and you were at the time, and I know he's on News Nation now, but CNN, the corporate media, big tech, and the government. It's the unholy triad, the dark triad, working together. A little bit later, I'll get into this with you. The House Judiciary Committee has come out with a report on the censorship, big tech, the censorship that they did during COVID on things. So if anybody were to try to put a story out about the ill effects of the vaccine or anything like that, it would be taken down. Social media would take it down at the behest and the urging and the, in some cases, bullying by the Biden administration. It's the job of the media to ask questions. These idiots didn't do that. They went out there and told you what to do. And then they mocked you and belittled you if you tried to do something different. His brother, the disgraced former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, is now comfortable telling you the truth about the government's lack of authority to enforce mandates. Cut 34.
I believe if government were to now say, we just made a finding that there's a new virus and everyone should do X, Y, and Z, the amount of compliance with X, Y, and Z would be much, much lower than it was at the beginning of COVID because people do not trust the government, especially on this issue, the way they did at the beginning. And that would be a complicating factor, right? When you have people who just don't listen, because government had no capacity to enforce any of this. You must wear a mask. And people wore masks in New York. But if they said, I'm not wearing a mask, there was nothing I could do about it. You must close your private business. I won't. Well, there was nothing I could really do about it. It was really all voluntary, and it was extraordinary when you think about it, that society acted with that uniformity voluntarily, because I had no enforcement capacity. So you have a reduced trust in government.
I see. I remember the cops busting people for having more than 10 people in their house. I remember you being denied the ability to go into places if you didn't have a mask on, if you didn't have your vaccine card. This is the reinvention of history again. This is the reinvention of history. Businesses were threatened with fines. They're still in Pennsylvania, for example, trying to take away liquor licenses from bars and restaurants that operated during COVID. They're still trying to punish these people. Don't you love the reinvention of history by all these people? It's amazing. Good news, by the way, is that one of Fauci's key doctors, one of his key minions, has been subpoenaed by the House Select Subcommittee on the Origins of COVID. And that guy is going to testify May 22nd. So there you go. That's really good. Before I go to break, though, let me play Antonio Brown for you. He was on Jason Whitlock, spoke with him, with former, and another person you haven't got on the show, Jason Whitlock. Matt DeSantis.
Oh, yeah, I like Jason Whitlock. He'd be a good guest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, why don't you get him on then?
I think I've emailed him, but never got anything back. I'll try again. We should get Antonio Brown on. That would be a great guest.
That'd be great.
No, we don't want Antonio Brown.
God.
No, we don't want Antonio Brown on?
He's so weird. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's had a couple head injuries throughout his career.
Oh. Like Biden?
It might be worse.
Might be worse, really?
I mean...
Well, this is one of the craziest interviews ever. He's made some, man. But he endorsed Trump. And hey, listen, an endorsement's an endorsement. And cut 32.
Where are you at on the political spectrum? You're not a fan of Joe Biden or what?
Nah, I like Donald Trump. I seen Joe Biden online. He was shitting on himself and like falling all over. I'm like, yo, what's going on with him? He got teleprompters everywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got a good political opinion, but you know what I'm saying? I want the world to be a better place. I feel like we probably could do better with Trump helping more businesses and like coming back and taking over the 2024.
So you think Biden pooped his pants on that other video?
That's what the video showed. He was looking like, I know we all make mistakes. I mean, you yourself before, right?
Actually, I have, but go ahead.
This CTESPN right here. That's just for you right there. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, as a country, we need to do a better job of, you know what I'm saying, with the everything that's been going, the pandemic, the shots, the everything that's been going.
Have you met Trump or you want to meet Trump?
I met him on the phone before. I talked to him on the phone with Tom Brady one time. Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy.
You think Brady likes Trump, but he just can't admit it?
Yeah, he probably definitely like a candidate. I can, though. Shout out to Donald Trump.
That's awesome. He might be speaking in Wildwood Saturday. You never know. So go to the Trump rally, DonaldJTrump.com. Get your tickets to see him in Wildwood. Or come join us at Mulligan's Shore Bar. He's definitely going to be at Mulligan's.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah. That may not be true. That may not be a true statement, what I just said right there. All right, 855-839-1210. I got lots more reaction to Stormy Daniels in court. John Stewart says Joe Biden should not be president. What? And John Leguizamo says the Democrats take Latino voters for granted. How about that? Listen, all the rain we're getting, it's got to go somewhere. All the water. And if it sits on your property, if it gets into your house, if it causes you damage, you have to do something about it. Water problems never get better on their own. You need the professionals. You need the people that I used, Garden State Earthworks. They will drain the water away from your home once and for all for good. Call my buddy Lou Vargo at GardenStateEarthworks.com. He's the best. And what he will do is guarantee that that water is gone for good. No more damage to your hardscaping, to your landscaping, getting into your basement, damaging your swimming pool, or moving your pool liner. Garden State Earthworks, 856-848-4444. Now, they're extremely busy this time of year because they're experts at what they do. Don't trust a landscaping company. You want the experts at water removal. That's what Garden State Earthworks does, and they're the best at what they do. And I've used them twice in two separate houses, and they solve my water problems both times. They're extremely busy, but if you tell them I sent you, they will make you a priority. 856-848-4444, 856-848-4444, or GardenStateEarthworks.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, now, a couple of other things I wanted to mention to you. First of all, speaking of the lesser Cuomo, he remembers Michael Cohen giving him a different version of the story of what happened between Stormy Daniels and former President Donald Trump. This is him on News Nation last night, cut 10.
I think there's a lot of shady things that happen everywhere. But, gentlemen, I'll tell you this. Cohen is the only thing that matters to me in this case. One, I don't know how the prosecutor leans on a guy that has such credibility issues. I know the political left has decided to make him a darling, but that is, you know, that's a really, really strange choice, in my opinion. I know that what Mark is suggesting about Cohen was certainly true at the time because he told me that. I hope I don't get hauled into court. But I remember Cohen giving me different versions of this story of what happened. The guy told me that Melania had no idea that this was going on. And then he would flip his story and say that she knew everything. I don't know how you hang a case on the guy, to be honest.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the other problem, too, is that Michael Cohen has made an entire livelihood off of hating Donald Trump. Ever since, remember, I told you, Michael Cohen is the classic boiling a bunny on Donald Trump's stove. I mean, this is the classic fatal attraction here. He wanted to come to D.C. with Trump. Trump didn't want to take him. So then, you know, I won't be ignored, Donald. He went psycho on the guy. He went classic Glenn Close fatal attraction psycho on him. He went from saying, I love that man, I'll take a bullet for him, to wanting to boil a freaking bunny on the White House stove because he didn't get the job he wanted in the White House, which is no job. He wasn't offered anything. And he hates Trump's guts because, like a crazy psycho ex, they can't get over the fact that you don't want them anymore. Cut number 9.
You know, that is very stark testimony. I think we'll stick in their heads.
Do you think the defense will ask Michael Cohen, do you hate Donald
Trump? Oh, my goodness. Hate's not the right word. I mean, it's his entire livelihood. It's entire, persona.
That's how he makes a living.
There is some, poor intern on the defense team.
Do you think he'll answer yes, or do you think he'll try to give a nuance?
Michael Cohen embraced, he's going to embrace this. I mean, some poor intern on the defense team is probably listening to every podcast this guy's ever done, every TikTok he's ever done. It is over the top. I've never seen anything like the level of personal hatred and bias that Michael Cohen will have.
And Michael Cohen wrote an entire book called Revenge. Yes, right. So you don't really have to look that hard to find his motivation.
I'm just wondering if he would cop to it so freely or, if, you know.
We'll see.
It's a, it's so classic. Michael Cohen is the classic narcissistic borderline kook. I'll talk more about that as the show progresses, but I got to get into this and I need to talk about this because we can't have nice things. The Washington Post wrote this. The Tom Brady roast was a Super Bowl of cruelty. It was misogynistic. It was sexist. It was cruel. I mean, it's a freaking roast. It's a roast. That's the point of a roast, is to be funny and to say that. But this is what they say, chock full of cruel misogyny and not funny. Now, have you guys watched the roast?
I haven't actually sat down to watch it, but I've seen so many clips of it from it at this point. I feel like I've watched the whole thing.
Yeah, it's pretty much all over the internet, at least the parts you want to see.
I, what I don't understand, though, is why is the Washington Post writing that a roast was misogynistic and cruel? A roast is supposed to be cruel. That's why it's called a roast.
Would you expect anything less from the Washington Post, though?
And of course they're going to make jokes about his ex-wife. You're burning the guy. That's the best thing you can do is mock him over the fact that he lost the hot supermodel wife, right?
Yeah, to the karate instructor.
Correct. This is New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft called out Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is part of the, I guess this was part of the roast of Tom Brady from the other night. Cut 29.
And one more thing. In case Vladimir Putin you're watching, give me my f***ing ring back, will you?
Now, Tom Brady's Netflix roast was chock full of glorious non-woke hilarity, according to Tony Hinchcliffe, the host of the massively popular live podcast Kill Tony. This was a little bit racy, but hilarious. Cut 30.
Everyone's up here talking about what a big winner Tom is. But let me tell you, Tom is afraid of the Giants, which is why Kevin Hart is hosting tonight. It's true. All night, he's been using the stool that Aaron Hernandez kicked out from under himself. Yeah. So many great quarterbacks up here. You know who doesn't pass? Kevin Hart on any movie he's offered. Tom Brady. Why do you look like a gay Tom Brady? People love you, Tom. You have the same fan base as Kyle Rittenhouse. Gronk, I'm happy you could take a break from writing Santa letters to be here today. I knew you were here when we were all out of chocolate milk backstage. By the way, Gronk, that's Kevin Hart sitting next to you. That's not your shadow. You look like the final boss in George Floyd, the video game. Ah, the great Jeff Ross, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is so Jewish, he only watches football for the coin toss. Nikki Glaser, what a performance tonight, am I right? Absolutely killer set. Nikki, who wrote that? Where was that your entire career? Nikki has such a bad eating disorder, the industry keeps shoving her down our throat. You might recognize her from her podcast appearances, specials, and winning the Triple Crown at Churchill Downs. You might recognize Kevin as the jockey that rode her.
Oh, man. Wow. That's good. That's, I mean, some of that stuff is good, but yeah, racy, but that's what a roast is.
Oh, you didn't even hear the stuff we had to cut out of that, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
That clip that we played was a little under 2 minutes. His monologue was over 4 minutes. So most of it I just had to get rid of. There was no way I could censor it.
Oh, man. And I mean, the joke that about Giselle effing the Karate Man, which of course we can't bring that.
I
hate Ben Affleck's guts. I hate him, so I don't want to play him. But what? Why are people upset with Ben Affleck?
I feel like we should play it. That's the only way you're going to be able to understand why this is so weird. So people are comparing the speech he gave at the roast to Joaquin Phoenix's character doing stand-up comedy in The Joker.
Oh, that bad, huh?
It's awful.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, since I love to see Ben Affleck fail because he fails at everything and he ruins everything he touches, let's take a listen.
Fans have your back, right? That's what a fan is. Fans buy tickets. They show up. Win or lose, they support you. I know. I went to Foxborough with Steve Grogan was the quarterback. Okay, yeah. Like you sitting there hiding behind your keyboard, spewing out all this toxic about people you'd be afraid to come up to if you saw them at the car wash. You know, people who went out there and did something who were successful, or even if another player ended up catching the football on his helmet, maybe they failed.
What?
Oof. Brutal. I mean, he's such a loser. He really is. He's such
like
a loser.
Just sounded like a fanboy there.
Yeah.
That's all.
And he couldn't tell a joke without dropping an F-bomb. I mean, he couldn't even understand anything he was saying. He's the worst. He's the worst person. You know, if Christy Noman shot him instead of the puppy, she'd be fine right now. She'd be fine. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Can we hear Lawrence O'Donnell one more time gushing about Stormy Daniels? And can you put, I don't know, like Barry Reid in the background or like that, you know, wah, like the adult film music that they have?
Give me one second.
And then I also got to play, while you're doing that, can we play Paula Reid, CNN's legal analyst Paula Reid, who said that the Stormy Daniels cross-examination was devastating and eviscerating. This is CNN, Paula Reid, cut number two.
If I was describing the intensity in there this morning, I mean, this cross-examination took on a whole other level just now.
Yeah, and remember, at the start of the day, the Trump team was outraged that they had so little notice about who the witness would be and so little time to prepare their cross-examination. Well, clearly, Caitlin, they're doing just fine. This is a devastating cross-examination. They have gotten Stormy Daniels to concede she hates Trump, that she has said that she would dance if he went to jail. They have pointed to the fact that she has said she will never pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars that she owes him. They've effectively undercut her credibility by getting her to talk about conversations she had, that impeaching her with her own book. I mean, this has been devastating for Stormy Daniels' credibility. Now, big picture, what does that mean for the case as a whole?
Yeah.
Well, maybe not much, because she doesn't have any direct evidence of the falsifying business records. What she could explain today is what exactly Trump was trying to hide between the Access Hollywood tape and Election Day in 2016. This illicit sexual encounter with a porn star back, you know, over a decade prior. She was able to explain to the jury that and how she got paid. But I think what we should really take away from today is this is a preview of what Michael Cohen can look forward to. This kind of sort of devastating, eviscerating cross.
Mm. My buddy Susie Cool said that goofy Affleck looked like he was on drugs and sounded like it, too.
Yeah,
Looked like he was on drugs and sounded like it. Yeah.
His facial expressions were very strange.
All right, here's Lawrence O'Donnell again as he fawns over Stormy Daniels and describes how she looks and is just so weird. And do you think he went home and started screaming, "Stop the hammering," to nobody in the house but himself?
Stop the hammering!
This guy is nuts. I mean, this Lawrence O'Donnell is certifiable. But here it is. We mix it with a little Barry White to really kind of drive it home. Here we go.
Well, the excitement and anticipation in the room hit a new high.
Too much of anything.
At 10:32 a.m. She entered wearing all black, as if on her way to a funeral. The loose-fitting, plain black clothing draping from her shoulders to her toes suggested the modesty of a nun. The makeup was minimal, the way she and the other moms in her neighborhood might look when shopping at the local grocery store. The long blonde hair held up with a clip at the back of her head, the way it might be in a utilitarian way while she was doing dishes or checking one of the horseshoes on her horse. She later spoke of so proudly.
When she walked by him, her face had the same expressionless, somber look that all the jurors always have when they walk by him.
But you got it. There's a slower one, though. What's the slower one, you know, that goes, you know the one I'm talking about?
No, I can't say I've listened to Barry White too often.
It's been a while, but there's one that starts really, really, bam, 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 you know, that one? Dr. Evil uses it in Austin Powers.
Yeah, I recognize the tune. I have no idea.
Bam, bam, bam. We can do that one, too. Well, we'll save it for tomorrow. I mean, or later, whatever. But, you know, we could have, this is not going away anytime soon. Lawrence O'Donnell and this creepy description of Stormy Daniels is here to stay. I'm just letting you know, it's a new feature of the Zioli Show. It's not going anywhere. Okay? Not going anywhere. All right, in the fourth and final hour, I'm going to get into Senator John Fetterperson, what he says and why it's important to know for Pennsylvania's future, and also more on the devastating trial, cross-exam of Stormy Daniels. The Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is my happy place. I want to see you there. Our next show there is Friday, June 21st. It is such a great place to be, but you got to make your reservations. You got to, Marvin Gaye, thank you. Yes, Marvin Gaye, not Barry White. Marvin Gaye, thank you. Thank you. You got to make your reservations today because they are selling out fast and they're going to sell out all their rooms for the summer. You don't want to miss out on this, all right? You don't want to miss this. The Grand Hotel of Cape May has a beautiful outdoor heated pool, an indoor heated pool, game room for the kids, wonderful restaurant on site. And the longer you stay, the more you get in resort credits that you can use the way you like. Food and drinks at Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, beach concession stand, even take the family on a whale watching boat cruise. Always book direct with them for the best rates. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Also, the perfect place to host a wedding, corporate event, baby showers, bridal showers, and so much more. But trust me when I tell you, You need to make your reservations now because the Grand Hotel always sells out. Our next show there is Friday, June 21st. So book a June midweek stay. Stay that week. You'll get resort credits to use and you will have the time of your life. The kids will love it. Everybody loves Cape May. It's my favorite beach town. And the Grand Hotel of Cape May is my favorite hotel in my favorite beach town. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of
and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.